Hi, it's Eva Cox with my latest attempt to try and create more civil societies. This week, I want to deal with why we're running up to 5 by-elections where neither of the major parties seem to have actually engaged the voters' concerns. So I sat down last week and was trying to work out why they didn't do that. And finally, yesterday, I realised that it's because they're just ignoring all of the evidence that is out there, which is that voters are really unhappy with what's going on. They don't want it. They are anti-economic satisfaction. They say it's not happening, it's not good enough. They are not satisfied with the economy. They don't like the way that big political parties are actually running things. And partly because there's no social policies. So I think we've actually got to start thinking about how do we get there. Now, yesterday, I found a survey by CEDA, the Committee for the Economic Development of Australia, which actually started looking at what people wanted. I thought, hooray, they did quite a good survey. I used to teach survey analysis, so I know whether it's good or bad. And guess what came out? I'm going to give you some of the results. They asked voters who gained from 26 years of uninterrupted economic growth. Only 5% of people felt that they'd personally gained a lot. And 31% of people are finding it difficult to live on their current incomes. 74% of people believe large corporations have gained a lot. And 79% of people believe the gap between the richest and poorest Australians is not acceptable. They asked about the 5 personal issues for the kind of Australia that people wanted to live in. 1 was reliable, low-cost basic health services. 2 was reliable, low-cost essential services. 3, access to stable and affordable housing. 4, chronic disease services. And 5, reduced violence in homes and communities. Perfectly reasonable, one thinks. Then they asked the top 5 critical paths for Australia as a nation. And this is where it becomes interesting, very interesting. High quality and acceptable public hospitals. Strong regulations to limit foreign ownership of Australian land and assets. High quality aged care services, increased pension payments. The last one I didn't really like, tough criminal laws and sentences. So we can do without that one maybe, but I think it's a reaction also to some of the anxieties. The response from the head of CEDA was that they had to continue with tax cuts for business and other help, which is obviously not what people wanted. But she did say that what is becoming increasingly clear that many in our community feel disconnected from this economic narrative and from the benefits and opportunities delivered by Australia's economic performance. And other people have been saying the same. But then they decide it's our fault because we don't understand. So we need to turn it around and make it clear to them it's their fault because we want to live in societies and we want governments to provide the necessary services. We don't want just money-driven politics. So Australia, they said, is concerned about 26 years of sustained economic growth, which hasn't translated into issues that matter to them. Not surprisingly, this is still their report, Australians are disconnected from economic reform agendas justified simply on the need to sustain strong growth. This growth equals prosperity message is not cutting through. So they don't get it. But maybe we can do it with their data. Maybe we need to turn their data against them. We need to actually explain that economic growth and development is not enough. We actually want to live in a society. We want to live in a society which is run by the government. We don't want to be customers for good public services. We want to be citizens. They asked them to rank the importance of a range of factors that impacted on them. Their responses clearly showed that the focus for most Australians is on the provision of core services that keep them healthy, comfortable and safe through their lives. This is from their report again. They want government to provide those services. In short, the compact between community and government as the provider of services is fundamental to the quality of Australian life. So let's tell them what we want. Let's stop actually just protesting against what we don't like. Let's start putting up the social policies that we want and make it clear to them that if they want to regain our trust, they're going to have to give it to us. We're not going to be conned by them saying they need tax cuts, they need extra attention, they will provide the growth and we will benefit because we've had 26 years to work out that that doesn't work. So let's tell them.